Welcome to The Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. So happy to have you joining us here today on Faith and Family Wednesdays. We just love being here and talking to you and bringing this word of truth across the region, so needed that we have media that is engaged and focused just on our area, because it's really easy to get distracted about national news, international news, even what's going on up at the State House, which a lot of that affects us, and we do talk about that. But the purpose of real journalism isn't to just present you with facts, although certainly that's part of it. And when we get presented with just part of the facts and some of the information, that's really where the deception takes place. But it's actually being able to put it in a context, letting you know what that framework is. And, you know, overall, we're here on AM 1460, The Answer. So we're on conservative talk radio. So, you know, not everybody that comes on here, but overall, and definitely from me, you're going to be getting a conservative perspective. That's not political. Okay, I want you to know that. I'm not registered for any political party. I happen to be more of a libertarian. Leave me alone. Let me live my life. Leave my family alone. Just, you know, like, let's just do this as a good community and you know, help each other and work with each other. But being conservative means that, you know, we like the values that built this country. We want to conserve the things that turned America into, well, everybody wants to come here. If it was such a bad country, why is everybody coming over the border, right? You think they'd be leaving, right? But they're coming. So we want to conserve those while we obviously move into the modern era. But what is often called progressivism really is regressivism. If you study history, it wants to take us back to a place that we really don't want to go. America, with its great Western values, with its Judeo-Christian heritage and everything that, you know, our founding fathers did, build a country that we don't so much recognize anymore, because so many people, you know, there's a phrase, you know, before you take down a fence, you know, find out why it was put up in the first place. So we're ripping things down for the sake of change. And those of us who think conservatively say, whoa, let's think about the things we want to conserve. Let's move a little bit slower on all this. And, you know, I get to be in the middle of it all here, which is interesting, and having the guests who come on every day. But it's foreboding when you have all this information coming at you from such great people all the time. Yesterday we talked about Second Amendment issues and what's going up on in the Capitol, and they're, you know, it's looking like they're basically going to make gun ownership illegal in the state. Well, that's not okay for most of us. I hope it's not okay for you, no matter what politically you are. I think if you want to own a gun and protect yourself and protect your family, that you should. So that's our perspective. That's what we come from. We've been on the air for just about coming up on a couple of months. Find out more information about us at thepeak.news, thepeak.news. And we're here to provide you with the media that you need to help you think and make good decisions for your family and call us to better things in our community. And we have on the show today on Faith and Family Day a great friend of mine, one of the first people I met when I moved to town. And we have stories we don't even have the time to tell you, amazing stories. But Audrey Beckett, who is the co-founder and director of the Gateway Prayer Garden here in Colorado Springs. Audrey, welcome to The Peak.
Thank you. I've joined being here.
It's great having you here. And I want to say, as I always do, the Gateway Prayer Garden and Audrey Beckett are a sponsor of The Peak. And that's not why she's here, because I had Audrey on the programs that I was doing for Salem before we ever launched this. But Audrey is she and Springs dentist, Craig Summers, when we were talking about doing the show years ago, said, I'm in. Get this thing on the air and I'm in. And so, you know, it's great to finally have her after almost 2 months on the air. And we're going to be talking about ministering effectively at home and abroad, because Audrey is both a businesswoman and a person who's all out for ministry and bringing those worlds together. You know, she looks at things differently than maybe people who just, you know, wing it and stuff. She's got great perspectives on it, and really looking forward to the interviews later on. And she's going to also be giving a commentary about how to know God, which I believe you'll really, really appreciate. So we have all of that going on today, including Jim Miller, Just a Guy. But as I finish out this segment, I always like to set a quick context at the beginning of the show. And today, because we're going to be talking about ministry, I want to say, you know, what is ministry? People use that term in a lot of different ways. And in the New Testament, in the Greek language, it always centers around an act of service, of serving others. And some people can say the ministry is only God, but we even look into, you know, things, we don't call them that in this country, but in other countries they call them ministries, like the government ministries. Now, whether or not the government is serving us the way it should or not, that's a whole other question. But really, ministry is an act of service. So you can go out and minister to people all the time. You don't have to be a Christian. You can go out and you can, you know, really it's loving on people, it's caring about people. You know, we say ministry would be great if it weren't for the people. That's one of those jokes we tell in ministry. People are tough. We're all tough. But if we can get a heart for each other and to love our neighbors as ourselves, we can really have a great community here. And I'm going to be talking about this later in the show. For all the gigantic ministries we have in town, why do people feel so unloved and untaken care of with all the ministries? That's something that we need to change, and I'm going to be calling that out later in the show. So, I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer on Faith and Family Wednesdays. We're here with Audrey Beckett of the Gateway Prayer Garden, and we're spending the whole hour talking about effective ministry. Love having you here. Thank you for joining us. I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns, and we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know, but I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile. You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. So happy to have you joining us on The Peak News, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer is where we broadcast every day. And I hope that you stay on this station a lot of your day and listen to our national hosts. They're fantastic, but they can't call out what's going on in Colorado. I mean, when things go crazy in Colorado, like that thing with, you know, having to go to the Supreme Court to have Trump be on the ballot. Of course, that makes national news, but we don't like that part. We're mostly here to highlight things going on. We play that Don Henley Dirty Laundry song at the beginning because overall, that's what the media has become. It's become, I mean, and really, far back as I can remember, you know, 30, 40, 50. It's, you know, they say if it bleeds, it leads, right? If it's sensational. So we're not here to sensationalize things, but we are here to highlight the good. We're here to call out when people aren't doing their jobs and give some commentary and some context to it. And for our headline segment, we have Audrey Beckett, the co-founder and director of the Gateway Prayer Garden here. And we have, if you haven't checked us out before, our interview guest helps us co-host the program throughout. So we're like that. It's a format we came up with, and we're liking it because we get to spend more time with our guests. So yesterday was Super Tuesday here in Colorado. Trump was on the ballot, and he got most of the votes for those who voted Republican. President Biden got most of the votes for the Democrat. Nikki Haley, it seems, is dropping out, which it seems amazing that she hung on as long as she did. The issue here, you know, always is, okay, you know, who's going to be the vice president now, and how is Trump? Because it seems Trump's going to get the nomination. It seems that Biden is going to get the nomination, but people are speculating that because of his mental health and physical condition that he won't make it, and that when they get to the actual decision, when the delegates come together, that they're going to pick somebody else. But I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. The thing that we're, you know, I want to point out, one is there was great participation in the state. A lot of people came out, a lot of people voted, and that's really good, and we need to keep that up. Trump has, I like marketing slogans, and Trump is now saying to come out for the general election and make it too big to rig, which I love, because many people do think that in some ways it's rigged, maybe completely stolen with the machines, maybe just all the way that the laws got changed with long-term voting and ballot stuffing and all these other things. The bottom line is it's eroded voter confidence, and it's causing people to stay home. But we don't want to do that. Even if the system is broken, we shouldn't abandon it, because you know what? It's the best one we got, and it's the best one in the world. And so we need, and this is something I'll tell you, and then I'm going to turn it over to Audrey, what she's thinking about the elections and stuff going on, is, you know, I'm a person who goes out, I like to say, sort of poke the giant. Until you go out and ask questions and get involved in the process, like a lot of people, they go to the caucuses, which are tomorrow night, the Republican caucus is happening, and Democrat on Saturday. And that is where your neighborhood gets together, and you should really be involved, and elects delegates to go to the assembly. It's the most local form of government. We talked about it here. Entire show on it back in our first week. You can go check out with Brad Collins. Until you go out and get involved in the process, you don't see where the problems are, and you can't fix them. You just go about your life thinking everything's great. When you go out and start asking questions and poking around, you realize that things are broken. But if you pull away from the process, guess what? You're not going to keep engaging to be there to hopefully fix it. A lot of people are moving out of the state or abandoning Colorado or whatever. But those of us who are committed to stay here and make it work, we're going to stay here and make it work. And that means being involved in a system even when it's broken. Because guess what? It didn't break overnight. And it's not going to get fixed overnight. But all that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good men and women to do nothing. Audrey, what are you thinking now? We got past the presidential primary. What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about praying for Trump. he has so many wonderful characteristics, and he's got a good handle on the pulse of the economy, of getting things back to the way they were internationally, of having a strong stand in areas. But so often, he'll say something that just shoots himself in the foot. And I think, oh, he didn't need to say that. What he does, I think, is strong for the nation and strong for our economy and strong for our position in the world. And the way that others will view us will be much better having Trump in that office. But he says things that don't need to be said. So I'm praying for him, I'm praying for his advisors, I'm praying for those that have a seat in his group that he listens to, so that they can advise him in a godly way. I believe he's a godly man, but he needs, I believe, those surrounding him that will reemphasize the godly nature of how he speaks. I believe he does things in a godly way. I believe he believes in a godly way in our heritage and coming back to our heritage and to the strengths of our country and our economy. I just would like to see advisors being able to speak into his life in a way that he listens. So I pray for him. Okay. And I would suggest all of your viewers pray for him, because he has a lot of tough decisions to make, and he has a lot of headwind against him in terms of some court cases and other things. We need those things to be determined and handled the way the Lord wants them to be determined and handled. And so that's how I'm praying.
Okay. You know, unfortunately, because of, you know, the media mostly being in the liberal camp, they pick up on anything. And so, yeah. Anyway, moving along to the next thing so we can do a couple more. U.S. Army is slashing thousands of posts in major revamp to prepare for future wars. U.S. Army slashing its force by about 24,000 or almost 5%. Obviously, big news in our area with the military doing that. But they're saying moving jobs around into other places. But they do admit that this has to do that it's been hard to recruit.
Yes.
And that many people who maybe traditionally would have joined are not. So what are we to make of that, Audrey?
We're to make that they lost some of their very best men and women in this COVID debacle.
Forcing the vaccine.
And that set up a precedent where those that were following the Lord, those that were praying, those that have strong positions for this country, I believe we lost some of our best men and women. And they're saying that they're not letting people go. What they're doing is most of the cuts are in positions that aren't being filled right now. They're in vacant positions. We need to encourage the strong men and women who we had in the military, I believe, to come back for some of these specialized posts that they're trying to fill.
I mean, it costs so much money to train people, and people left. And they're saying they can come back now, but I don't think they trust that there's not going to be another vaccine mandate and all those other things.
Exactly.
You know, so that's unfortunate, and that's, you know, can be a hit in our area. Okay, lastly, a new CEO takes over at The Place as construction of city's first homeless shelter for young adults progresses. This was a very controversial thing that the city council was talking about. We mentioned this on the show way back near when we launched. But now that it seems like they're going ahead with this, Audrey, what are your thoughts on Audrey has, by the way, a background in construction. We'll be going into that of that. So she also knows and pays attention to things like this in our town.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Well, I think it's a very good move. We need to get the young people that are going to start a life of homelessness or on the streets or not contributing to society, not plugging in. And we need to encourage them to get their education, to find out the trades that they have a proclivity for and enjoy doing, get them on the right path from the very beginning. And I think that we will see our society turning over so that we're not having so many homeless, so that they see us as a just society. We care about the young people. And we want people to go on the right track. Springs Rescue Mission is a wonderful ministry here in town. But to get young people, we need to focus on a program that will work for them.
Okay. Thank you, Audrey Beckett. We just finished up Faith and Family Headlines. You're listening to The Peak on The Answer. When we come back, Audrey's going to be giving a commentary, how to know God and learn His purpose for your life. We're listening to The Peak on Faith and Family Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and you're listening to us on Faith and Family Wednesday. And our guest and co-host for the entire hour is Audrey Beckett, the co-founder and director of the Gateway Prayer Garden, and someone who lives a life of extreme faith in ways that has inspired me and my family. And so in this segment, I ask our guest, what kind of commentary, what's on your heart, what would you like to share? And she said, I'd like to talk about how to know God and learn his purpose for your life. Audrey Beckett.
Thank you so much, Chaim. You know, all of us want to know God better, and we also want to learn what he has created us to do. He has a purpose for every one of our lives, and our goal is to find out that purpose and then seek him for how he wants us to fulfill it. Years ago, I was at World Vision. I worked for World Vision for about 15 years, and I was in their chapel service, and a woman was there talking about journaling. And I'd never heard that before. I had kept a journal as a child and written down different things, but I had never had a journal where I journaled with God. And so for decades now, I've been practicing journaling with God. And so in the mornings, when I seek the Lord, I get out my journal and a blue pen, and I just pour out my heart to the Lord, things that are hurting me, things that are concerning me. And I say, Lord, what is your plan for my day? And I learned as I read the book of Samuel, the Lord spoke to Samuel, and Eli had told him, next time the Lord calls your name, say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. And so I began to say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. And I would then get a red pen out, and the Lord would begin to speak to me. And it was very important. He said, if you come as a servant and you will obey what I tell you to do, I'll speak to you. If you don't come as a servant, why should I bother? And so I began to come every day as a servant, seeking, what is it that you want me to do today, Lord? How are you going to work with me to help me to accomplish your plans and purposes? And so, as I began to listen to the Lord gave me clarity on assignments for that day, both things to pray for and things to do. So I began then to pray. He said, I want you to pray for the nations. And I began to have a huge map up on my wall, and I would pray for the nations, and I would put my hand on nation after nation. And as I prayed in English for those nations, everything I knew to pray, I would read the news, I would find out what was happening, and then I'd pray in my prayer language, and I'd say to the Lord, I would just pray in my prayer language, and he would show me things and give me more words to pray and to do. And I've found that as I pray for the nations, things change, that the Lord answers prayers, and that the Lord gives us his assignments to pray into being. Now, another way to really pray is at the Gateway Prayer Garden. There is a call to pray for the nations at the Gateway Prayer Garden. And so as we pray, the Lord keeps putting into our understanding more and more things to pray. Now, a powerful theme that I've just picked up on is the Go movement. And I attended a Go Movement seminar, and the whole thing is every one of us should be going. That if we reach one person, can reach one person every day, and as we do, the whole world will be reached, nation by nation. It's everyone can reach someone, and together we can reach the world.
And so to know your purpose.
Yes, know your purpose, what God wants you to do, and then do it. My purpose is to pray for the nations, to go to the nations, to give toward the work of the Lord in the nations.
And you found that journaling revealed that to you.
Exactly.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to be spending a lot of time with Audrey, learning about her background in ministry and how to effectively minister at home and abroad. You're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Help save the lives of children in Colorado with just one signature and one vote. The Colorado Life Initiative is inviting you to join in protecting innocent children and caring for mothers. They're collecting signatures to be on the 2024 ballot as the first life initiative in Colorado since the overturn of Roe. To learn where to sign the official paper petition and how to help them gather signatures statewide, go to gotaheart.org now, because every child deserves a birthday and every mom is worth protecting.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, and this is Faith and Family Wednesday. We do business and culture on Mondays, politics, government and politics on Tuesdays, faith family on Wednesdays, and education and media on Thursdays. And then we rinse and repeat. And that's how we make sure, we force ourselves that we don't get pigeonholed, we don't get stuck on one topic. And we're also looking to get, and if you look, you know, we've done, today is our 31st program. Amazing. If you go on our website, thepeak.news, check out our podcast, you'll see a cross-section of the city, people you've heard of, people you haven't, but everybody who's doing something really cool for the city. We've even had the mayor on, school board members, and on, and just regular people that are doing extraordinary stuff here in the city. So that's what we're here to do. Please check us out on thepeak.news. Now, in this segment, we're talking at length with Audrey Beckett. She is the co-founder with her husband, Ted Beckett, who is a dear friend of mine and mentor, and miss him dearly. He's been gone for a few years now. But Audrey has keeping the legacy going, both in business and in ministry. And she and Ted co-founded the Gateway Prayer Garden, which is down on the south end of the city, right across from Fort Carson, a wonderful place that they're improving all the time. And they also are having their annual Resurrection Day service at 7 a.m. Before you go to your congregation, with the whole city, we meet down there in the morning on what's called, I call it Resurrection Day, you may call it something else, down there at the Gateway Prayer Garden. So Audrey Beckett, again, welcome to the program. And Audrey's been a great friend, and she's also, the Gateway Prayer Garden is a sponsor, and so you'll hear their advertising here. So you can thank Audrey for helping to bring The Peak, make it a reality, because she told me years ago, whenever you can get this on the air, Chaim, I'm in. So we're talking about being effective in ministry, so give us some of your professional and ministerial background so we can get a taste for your experience here.
Well, I worked on my graduate work at UCLA in economics, and I worked in development economics. And so I learned a lot during that and then went into business. And I did many different things in business. One of them was land development. Other I've owned hotels and retail real estate. And then went then I became a commercial real estate broker. And then all that time, I'm doing ministry. I worked for World Vision during part of it. I felt that it was very important to take what I was earning in the business world and put it into missions. And so I prayed for nations, I gave to nations, and the Lord challenged me to go to nations. And the ministries that we've done, one's called Foundation for International Research and Education, and that works in many different countries, but mainly India. And then the other is the Gateway Prayer Garden, where we focus on prayer, prayer for the nations, as well as prayer for individuals and for the issues of our times.
And you've also done extensive ministry in Israel.
I have. We had a large ministry in Israel.
And what was that?
Well, one of them was Christian Friends of Israeli Communities, which dealt with the West Bank settlements and the Gaza settlements, the Jewish settlements. And we also had a ministry that was called Center for Environmental Diplomacy and West Bank Environmental Cleanup. And we worked with Palestinians and helped them with issues of pollution and then brought together Palestinian leaders and Jewish leaders, scientists, business people, those that could really make a difference in their communities and who understood working together. Many of the Jews and the Palestinians work together if they're both understand how to work together. And so we did that on the subject of pollution.
Especially with economic incentives. So
exactly.
Quickly, because I think it's relevant to the rest of our conversation, what specifically did you do for World Vision?
I was a financial analyst. I did forecasting, income, budgets, long-range strategic planning, and then I worked as a consultant for them in whatever area they had a need. And my last assignment was India, where I worked with the national director to work out a new program to raise funds within India, which was our largest country.
Okay. So we're going to start with effective local ministry. What are the issues locally, Pikes Peak region, that you see that you and other ministries are working on in an effective way, and why is it effective?
Well, we're seeing people are really in despair. They're confused. They're hurting. Suicides are up. Drug use is increasing. There's increased homelessness. There's rising costs for food and rent. And people really are struggling, even if they have a job or have two jobs, to make it financially, and they're frustrated by that. And so well, that's the local. In the international scene, nations are in conflict. There's 46 regional conflicts going on all over the world, with tremendous numbers of people that are in relief camps, refugee camps, that don't know where their next meal is coming from or how they're going to cope or when they could possibly be going back to their own country. So we're a military community. So we're struggling with both of those issues. Mm-hmm. The military is dealing with not only the conflicts that they get sent to or that they don't know if they're going to get sent to, but also their cost of living and how they're coping with all of these issues. PTSD is very alive and well, and they don't have answers for PTSD other than the answer is Jesus Christ. And so one of the things that the Lord has challenged us with is that the Gateway Prayer Garden that we have, this is a place where people can pray, come and pray. And as they pray at the cross, the Lord has told us as we're praying that he has an answer for PTSD. He'll heal PTSD and the effect on their families of PTSD if they'll just come to the cross. That Jesus has the answer for PTSD and for all of the other difficulties that go along with that.
And you're right across from Fort Carson, so
right
you're
across
inviting the
from
soldiers
Fort Carson
to come over.
My husband was in the military. He was a Marine during the Korean conflict. And it's very tough on military families. Many of our children and grandchildren are in the military or have been in the military, several of them for 20 years plus. And we encourage all of our young people. My granddaughter is serving up in Alaska now. And so another grandson has just finished up in Korea. So we think the military is a tremendous way for young people to come into their responsibility to their nation, to their family, and to growing as a responsible adult.
Talk about, you know, because ministry, especially internationally, and you've had that experience with World Vision and now running your own ministry over in India, what are some special concerns, special challenges that happen in international ministry so that you can be effective? I know there's a lot where, you know, we don't know where the money's going necessarily, right? So
yes.
So.
Well, when you look internationally, as you know, it's a whole different way of ministering. First, you have to understand the come from of the people. What is their worldview? What are the religions that are the major religions, which in India, of course, is Hinduism, and how do you come into that and make a difference in people's lives? People are struggling all over the world. And Hinduism does not have the answers. And Jesus Christ does have the answers. And so as we go in, we have to realize the context of persecution or governmental laws and other things. But we have to bring Jesus because he's the only thing that can bring hope when there's despair. He's the only one that has custom answers for each one of us. He created us in our mother's womb, and he has answers for those difficulties and things people are struggling with.
And so how have you made it effective? I know that you're educating people, that you're bringing people, you know, to really get to the people so it's not just a food handout.
First thing we do is we teach people how to pray the news because God does answer our prayers. Second thing is the Gateway Prayer Garden is a wonderful answer for here, as well as we pray for nations. In the nations, we work with people. We do education for the coming up generation. We're doing 130 young people in colleges throughout Odisha, India, which is one area, the poorest and the least literate in all of India. So we focus in that area. And we're also helping women and men with small businesses, teaching them the main aspects of business so they can begin to support themselves in a more effective way and learn what their gifts and talents are and where they can really contribute in their own communities, in their regions, in their state, and then in the nation. Because we see that Christians have a lot of go ye, and a lot of understanding and care for their countries and their countrymen, and really love the people that they're living by. They've been in their villages for hundreds of years.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry we're out of time in this segment. I just wanted to invite people to get more information about the Gateway Prayer Garden at gatewayprayergarden.org. gatewayprayergarden.org, and your next big event is the Resurrection Day service, Sunday, March 31st at 7 a.m., and I know that you want people from all over the city to come before they go out to their other congregations to unify as a city, to pray for the city on Resurrection Day Sunday. Audrey Beckett, thank you so much for being on The Peak, and thank you for being one of our sponsors.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
I'm going to do a little commentary on ministering together because we're talking about ministry throughout the whole program. And of course, we finished the program with Jim Miller and the Peak Rant, so stick around for that. Well, I don't have the latest numbers because the last time a report was really done about Colorado Springs was back in 2021. But at that time, it said that 500 ministries call Colorado Springs home, and that the together they bring in over $2.5 billion. Okay, in a state, you know, we're pretty small as far as population. And Colorado Springs has become, you know, I'll use the word mecca, although cultural appropriation, that so much has come here since Focus on the Family moved here in 1990 and put it on the map and then invited all of these other ministries to come out here. Now, at the time, you know, it really was, in a way, Wild West out here. It's grown so much, as people have told me. I've only been here 6 years, but talking to people who've spent their whole lives here and learning about what it was like, that this was really groundbreaking for this very large ministry to move here and to invite others to come. And it's wonderful, these giant, you know, Compassion International, Young Life, Navigators, Waterstone, Every Home for Christ, Andrew Womack Ministries up in Woodland Park now, and of David C. Cook and, you know, so many others, Biblica and World Challenge and World Vision, if I didn't already say that, and others, so many large, and these are the large international ministries. And I heard that early on, there was a level of cooperation between them, that maybe they were sharing accounting and they were getting going. But at some point, and this is a problem everywhere, but you hear it a lot, not just in ministry, but in a lot of things here, eventually everybody silos. And what I mean by that is they get insular, they have the money and the capabilities to do everything themselves. And then we stop sort of talking to each other and definitely ministering together. And we see that in churches, especially as churches grow, pastors become like the heads of corporations. They become like CEOs, and they're so focused on their church, as they should be. But there's not this interaction. And if I know one thing about God, He loves His children to be loving each other. We're to love Him and our neighbor as ourselves. And that first starts with the body of Messiah. And when we stop working together, well, it's problematic. And what we've seen here is not just that, but the focus outside of Colorado Springs, even to the nations, has been so major that what has happened to Colorado Springs and the state of Colorado under the watch of these gigantic ministries? It's not a pretty story. The schools have failed. Our social services are not happening well. As far as representing conservative values, the city's holding on to a point, but the state hasn't. It's went from deep red to, you know, purple to blue, and unfortunately, hopefully not heading to deep blue, all under the watch of these gigantic ministries that have been here. And so I would call on the ministries, thank you for the work that you've done, but what if you took a percent of that $2.5 billion, it probably has dropped since COVID in the economy. Let's say it's $2 billion. And you took 1% of that and you poured it into ministry locally here. Because your home base, where your employees send their children to school, where they have to live, where they have to buy groceries, needs the support of the local ministry. And I would ask you to stop. You know, you're running a business. It's a ministry, but it's a business. Think about the business of Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. Think about what's necessary to support things here. And more than anything else, think about the power that happens when His children work together and love on each other, not just the people that are thousands of miles away, but we're in a country that's really hurting right now. We're in a city that's really hurting right now. And so I would ask, go to your pastors and go to the big ministry leaders in town and say, can we have a program to pour back into Colorado Springs that's going to pay off spiritual dividends and social dividends like we cannot imagine? Well, that's my commentary. I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak. Coming up now is Jim Miller and The Peak Rants.
I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy, and this is The Peak Rants. All right, something that irritates me, and I was noticing. Yeah, something that irritates me. It's probably a shorter list of things that don't irritate me, right? You'll notice with some people, if they haven't had to do something that you had to do. Let's take like child supports, alimonies, get a speeding ticket or some of that nature, or the whatever, the city comes along and goes, oh, that's too tall, you need to make that lower, and you're like, okay, whatever. You'll start to notice, or I'm starting to notice, that a lot of us, And I'm guilty of this. I have actually done this. I've seen people not pay child support or something or not have to go through the court stuff to any kind of degree that I've had to go through. And I'm like, what the heck? This person needs to be having run through the ringer. They need child supports. They need alimonies. They need this or that. And get all wrapped up into it. And I'm going, when I don't even actually think any of this stuff is fair, right? I don't even believe in it. I don't think it's right at all. None of these child supports and alimonies, not to start off that way, you know, a half and half kind of time thing. But I have been noticing that get all wrapped up and you're like, no, I had to do it. They need to do it. And I'm starting to wonder if these things are what helps strengthens a fallible system, a fallible setup, if you will, or gets everybody on board for nonsense and crap. Oh, I had to do it. That person needs to do it. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Why is it that we tend to do that as people? I had to do it. They need to do it. That gets a little weird and obscure because I don't think people should have to pay alimonies or child support. It's not to see their own kids or anything. I think there's a point and a place for it. Maybe as a punishment if you're not doing your part or being halfway there or something. But when I notice people not doing it, I start getting all wrapped into it and doing it. I don't think that's the way to be with this. I think the better way to be is that maybe there's a better way for all of it. So I think a lot of these fallible, terrible setups with the systems, we get punished by them. And then we go, oh, everybody else needs to be punished by them. And I don't think that's the right way to be with any of it. I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy. And you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Thank you for joining us on The Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. Hope you're enjoying our local news talk and are considering joining us as part of our volunteer news team. Yes, that's right. You can be a citizen journalist or a tech or an intern or a Peak sponsor if you're a business or organization in the area. We're local news being told by local people, supported by local businesses. That's why we call it Hyper Local News Talk. We air Monday through Thursday, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same Peak time, same Peak channel. Tomorrow on Media and Education Day, we're, as our guest and co-host, we're having Dave West, who's co-owner of Mountain Radio Group, COO of Mountain Country 100.7. 0.3 FM and host of the morning routine on that station. And on Monday for our Business and Culture Day, Travis Deal, the CEO of Colorado Springs Utilities. That should be interesting. Now, stay tuned as the Officer Tatum Show is coming up next on AM 1460, The Answer. Or flip over, if you want more of Chaim, go over to The Word, 100.7 The Word, for Bible, our Bible teaching and talk sister station for my Partners in the Gospel program. And our show is featuring Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries, talking about how to educate our youth with a biblical worldview. So important. So we'll see you tomorrow on The Peak. Until then, check out our couple of months of podcasts at thepeak.news/podcast. The Peak, it's yours. For such a time as this. Shalom. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman for The Peak, and we just finished an interview with Audrey Beckett, co-founder and director of the Gateway Prayer Garden here in Colorado Springs, as I love to do in these bonus interviews. I say, okay, you know, the broadcast is over. What do you really want to talk about? What's on your heart? We have extra time. So, and Audrey said two things, fire ministries, that is her passion, ministering over in India and the great work they're doing over there, and of course the Gateway Prayer Garden here in Colorado Springs, which is her local ministry. So Audrey, let's start with FIRE. What is FIRE Ministries? What does that stand for?
Oh, okay.
And tell us, you know, let's start off first with, you know, why. Why is it even necessary that you're going thousands of miles? You're very youthful, but you're not young. I'll just say that. And yet you take those long flights. You do it, you know, every few months, it seems you're over in India. Why do you feel compelled to minister over in India?
Well, God really put India on my heart. And my aunt, when I was a little girl growing up, 4 or 5 years old, she left for India and stayed in India 50 years. And she used to send me every month this little Buds and Blossoms that had a little girl's life that had been changed. And she was working at an orphanage started by an Indian pioneer, Ramabai Mukti. Well, it was Pandita Ramabai, but the name of the ministry was Ramabai Mukti Mission. They had 1,000 little girls, many of them who had been buried alive because they didn't want little girls then, and that was the way they handled it.
Wow.
And they'd be brought to the ministry that was just outside of Pune in India, and these little girls thrived. And you'd see a picture of them when they were brought into the ministry, and then you'd see them a year later right beside it. Darling little girls with chubby cheeks and ribbons in their hair. And you saw the transformation right before your eyes of these little girls and how if they'd been thrown away by the society, God wanted them and had picked them up and had purposes and plans for their lives. And as we realize, God has purposes and plans for every one of our lives. And in India, they don't have all of the choices that we have here in this country where we can learn about Jesus, become followers of Jesus, really turn our lives over to Jesus. They're mainly Hindu religion, probably 75% are Hindu, and their constitution gives them freedom of religion and gives them the right to not only practice their religion, but to tell others about their religion. But so often, when the Hindus are in power, they try to press down on that right, stop that right. And so as we go over there, we go over with a loving Jesus. The Hindu religion has many good things, but one of the difficult things is that they oppress the people. And Jesus does exactly the opposite. He raises up the people, loves the people. And so while the nation of India is a wonderful nation, and right now the government is doing many things to help the people, both in business, in education, in roads, in transportation, in lots of areas, the government is really helping the people to come up. But in this one area, there current government is making the decision that Hinduism should be the religion of India. It's called Hindutva. And even though Apostle Thomas went there right when Jesus had just died and was resurrected from the dead, Thomas had gone to India to tell the people about the love of Jesus and the power of Jesus in their lives. They still consider it a white man's religion. And they don't realize that it was brought in by Thomas before Buddhism, before many of the other religions that are practiced in India. And so what we come with the love of the Lord, we come with a desire to tell them about Jesus and give them an option. We don't force anything, but we give them an option to accept Jesus as their Savior and then to be a disciple of Jesus, just like the majority of the people are disciples of Hinduism.
And talk about the Christian persecution over there, what they've had to go through. I mean, accepting
I know.
Jesus over there is not something that's taken lightly.
Yes. Well, it is tough. When you make a decision, if you just add Jesus to the other gods, that doesn't bring persecution mainly. But when you take baptism and decide that you're going to follow Jesus as your one and true living God, then there is persecution. Now, for a while, it had been in 2008, one of the worst persecutions was in Odisha, it's in Kandamal, and 60,000 Christians were burned out of their homes. And the Hindus would come in mobs. And what had happened is one of the Hindu priests, had been killed. Marxists had taken responsibility for killing him, but the government blamed the Christians. And so lots of alcohol was given to the local people, and they went on a rampage with torches at night and burned the Christians out of their homes. They went into the jungles. The government picked them up and took them to kind of refugee camps right along the border of Orissa. And they were there for over a year. And the villages that they had come from, which their families had lived in for thousands of years, they were thrown out, can't come back to the village unless you reconvert to Hinduism. Well, good news, many of the ministries, but also many of the teachers in the regions did peace marches and bringing together the Hindus and the Christians into a peaceful understanding of each other. And that was finally, after several years, that began to die down. Probably 10,000 of the people never returned, maybe a few more. But the others that were allowed to return reintegrated into their communities. But there's still flare-ups of persecution. Chhattisgarh right now, which is on the border of Orissa, they made a decision that businesses would not do business with Christians. So what we've been doing, we've been going in for 25 years before any of that persecution.
And what does FIRE stand for?
Foundation for International Research and Education. We're an educational but also a ministry. We're 501c3, which in this country, it means you're a ministry. And so we go in, we're educating. We have 130 young people that are in college because we believe in the emerging generation being given a choice. We are helping many to start small businesses because we see that they need to come up. And we're helping Hindus as well as Christians because we believe in the people. And many new businesses have been started. Women have started businesses. We probably have 80 little businesses that have started in the last year and a half. And I was just there. I just got back from India a couple of weeks ago. And the people are there's a new level of understanding. This last Christmas, in many communities, for the first time, all of the churches got together and they invited the Hindus in to learn what is Christmas all about? Why do we celebrate that? And so there was a real sense more of community than we've seen in Orissa, I'm speaking of. And our governor in Orissa is very good. He tries to see both points of view. He's trying to help the people and bring in big businesses and things to really enhance the communities in Odisha, now it's called.
And you're training people in trades so that
we're
they can...
Training,
so you're trying to make them
in
independent,
trades.
Not a ministry that they're going to become dependent on, but
no.
Become independent.
Right. And the government now has a lot of ITIs, they call them, industrial training institutes. And many of our students now are going into those. There's over 100 trades that they teach in as a government. And our people, some of them are tribes and castes, but low castes, are being given free education in these ITIs and being placed into jobs. So I'm very encouraged right now, and the things we're doing seem to line up with just what the government is encouraging in the way of education and in the way of business.
Wonderful. I want to get onto the Gateway Prayer Garden, but how can people get in touch? Is there a specific website for fire ministries for people who want to get involved and want to support it?
Well, we're actually combining now the international side of the Gateway Prayer Garden, which is local.
Okay.
So we're having one of the things that we're praying about at the Gateway Prayer Garden is nations. We're praying for people. We're praying for them to understand and know God and come into a personal relationship with God. We're saying you need to know God and know your purpose. And as part of that purpose, it's to help the local community. It's to bring up the local community here in Colorado Springs. It's to pray into these issues that we've talked about today and really ask the Lord to intervene in things that are not right and to help them in things that are, to encourage people. And you can see the cross, come up and walk the cross. There's scripture, verses, and God's whole plan since the beginning of time. There's an empty tomb to show the power of God. There's prayer trails, over a mile and a half of them, where you can walk the prayer trails and pray right along Fountain Creek. We're putting in other gardens for people that have lost children or have had abortions and are now struggling with the aftermath of that, so they can really cry out to the Lord and get set free. And we also have maps of the world, and we're encouraging people to pray for the nations and for our nation, for America. Huge map. We're doing state by state how we pray effectively and pray in God's plans and purposes for the states. We know God has not forgotten our nation. God has a tremendous plan for our nation to come back to our heritage, back to our roots, back to the Christian the heritage it was built on, because God has a plan to use this nation to reach other nations. And he has a plan that has never changed, to use our lives as a witness to many. And so that's how we're praying at the Gateway Prayer Garden. And we're encouraging everyone to come down to pray through the nations with us, to pray through America with us. We're going to have a huge map where you can walk the states of America and also walk the nations of the world and pray God's plans and purposes to come to pass.
Excellent. And so if people want to get involved with either ministry, then the one website is the best.
Yes, the one website.
So gatewayprayergarden.org.
Gatewayprayergarden.org
to find out more about fire ministry and about the Gateway Prayer Garden. And go visit it. It's really close. Wherever you are in Colorado Springs, it's right off 25. It's really easy to get to. And it's wonderful. I've watched it grow over the years when it was just, it was sort of a cross in a field originally, and some battles with the local government in order to donate this piece of land, this very valuable piece of commercial real estate. You know, that's a whole other story, but they battled through that. And Audrey and her husband, Ted Beckett, who's a dear friend and mentor, they had the vision, but Audrey is carrying it on. And please go down there, see what they're doing. It's really become and will become a great tourist destination for anybody coming to Colorado Springs, but for us here to be able to go down there and to pray, to walk the trails, to seek your purpose. To check out the Garden Tomb, which is cool if you've ever, you know, been to Israel and what they have there. You know, Audrey is bringing a lot of Israel here and has more plans for that. So, Audrey, thank you so much for what you're doing, and thank you for supporting The Peak as one of our sponsors.
Thank you.
So check out the Prayer Garden at gatewayprayergarden.org. And this is Chaim Goldman for The Peak.